What's up, my friend? Welcome to Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a new breed of powerful believers repping the Lion of Judah. Christ lived the original beast life, and now it's our turn. We must warn you, though, it's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore.
Hardcore.
Our MO is to equip people of faith and kingdom entrepreneurs to live powerful and represent. God did not create you to live small. He gave you raw talents to develop and use. It's time to find more purpose, live with passion, and lead with impact. Your host is Fired Up Phil, a husband and father, entrepreneur, rebel, truth seeker, and man of faith who's leading and growing the Lion's Tribe movement. We despise religion and lukewarm living. We're fired up and building our kingdom. Please connect with us across social media at Beast Life Brand. And now, get ready to have some fun and break some chains with this episode of Breathing Fire.
All right, what's up, Lion's Tribe? We are laying down another track of Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand. That's a badass brand for a new breed of powerful believers. We are repping the rock today. I am your host, fired up as always, Phil Borneo. And I am here with my partner in purpose again, King Jason. What's up?
What's up, bro?
How are you today?
I'm good.
Are you chilling?
Chilling.
Do you know you are a king, right?
Yeah.
I'm a king. Do you know I got... Actually, that's interesting because I've heard somebody gave us some slack. You know how I feel about religious people.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gave us some slack, and then we get this a lot. Not this one specifically, but yeah, actually, now I've noticed it. But they gave us slack because we were using king. Mm-hmm. They're like, "You're not a king, right? Jesus is the king. You're not a king." I'm like, "Dude, are you serious? What book are you reading? Yeah. Right?" And that's even from a verse. So we have been called as kings, okay, to serve the King of Kings. Do you know how I feel about religious people? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I said?
No, I don't.
You probably don't remember. You don't know. To take your religious ass and go somewhere, because we are kings and we serve the King of Kings. That does not make us prideful. You can be a humble king. A king serves. We're servant leaders. I don't have time for people who try to condemn others and all that stuff. So religious people, stop it right now. We are kings, and we're going to keep rocking and acting like kings because we are leaders and we are motivated and fired up as kings. And we're going to continue to do that. So, what do we got going on today? I have an Ultimate Warrior shirt on today.
Yeah.
Do you know what's up with that?
No, I don't.
Do you like wrestling when you were a kid? Did you ever watch WWE?
A little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah, not a ton. I wasn't super invested in it, but.
Oh, so we used to love WWF, man. We used to actually set up furniture at my friend's house. Mm-hmm. And we used to like, his mother was so cool because she used to let us do this. It was crazy. So we would set up chairs like in his living room. We'd take furniture, move it around, like make the four corners of the ring.
Yeah.
And then we would climb on top of it.
Really
jumping up and doing that. WWF in the living room. So thank you for that. That was so cool when we were kids.
Yeah.
But Ultimate Warrior was always my favorite wrestler,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I found this Ultimate Warrior shirt and I had to get it.
Okay.
And so I love, you know, we talk about being a warrior,
yeah.
right? And then I started thinking, I was like, yo, the Ultimate Warrior, who is the real Ultimate Warrior, right? And I was like, yo, Jesus is definitely the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Christ reigns supreme. He laid his life down on a line, stretched his arms out for us. That's the Ultimate Warrior right there. And I give always rep the rock, give all the respect and honor and glory to somebody who would do that, to lay their life down. I think about that. And I think I'm kind of tough. I mean, to a degree, right? We're masculine,
we are,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We promote masculine men.
Yeah.
We're not part of this politic movement that's trying to demasculate men.
Yeah.
So we think that we're semi-tough. I try to be tough. I think that's part of the character trait of a king, of a man, right? Mm-hmm. And so I say to myself, would I be able to do that? Would I be able to do what he did?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Way tougher than me. That's why I serve him. That's why he's the King of Kings. And we're just the king.
Right.
But anyway, moving on to this episode of Breathing Fire. What are we talking about today? Fitness, right? Spring is in the air. So if you're watching this, it is springtime is right here. It's coming around the corner. And so we are excited, amped up about getting in shape, getting fit. That's one of the F's that we teach, right? So let's talk a little bit. Let's spit some fire on some fitness. Let's help some people watching. Maybe you've let fitness slip over the winter, the holidays. You've been eating all kinds of goodies, right? Yeah. Kind of not being on track and all that stuff. You know, put on the extra holiday pounds, winter pounds. You were hibernating like a bear or something like that.
I did.
So anyway, so we're going to talk to you about fitness. Now, Jay, you tell your story a little bit, just really quick. So you lost a lot of weight, right? When you got hooked up with us and you started doing the program and everything like that with Beast Life Brand, you what was your like heaviest weight? What did you do?
It was almost 250. It was like 249, somewhere in there. Probably seen 250, but I didn't.
Okay. You didn't tip the scale.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And where are you at now?
I'm right around 190, 191.
Wow, so 60 pounds lighter you are right now. Yeah. That's awesome. And we're not done, right? We're still works in progress in our fitness and stuff. And I'm proud of you for that because I watched you transform your physical fitness among other things too. So spring is in the air and fitness is something that, you know, I think it becomes more important this time of year. Yeah. And so what are we going to talk about? So there's a couple things when it comes to fitness that we can give you guys today. So there's really two things about fitness, right, that like are really important. And that's going to be your nutrition, right, and your training. But let's talk about like some of the things really quick before we dive into, I think we're going to talk about nutrition today. We're going to stick on that topic. Before we dive into that, like what are the keys for improving your fitness? Like what does it do for a person? Like why would somebody want to be fit?
Well, to feel healthy and be healthy, you know, I mean, the change you feel in yourself when you're walking around healthy versus not for me was a big difference.
And did it give you, I mean, so like the way that you feel makes a big difference, also builds a lot of confidence, right?
Sure.
In you.
Yeah.
I think that you're always, you know, walking around more kind of confidence is king. But so when you're more fit and when you're on track and you're making progress, you feel more confident, right?
Sure.
Like it builds you up. It makes you better in everything that you do. It makes you better in your business. It makes you better in everything, your family, all areas of your life. And obviously it also makes you a better performer, right? Which is what we just talked about, but even a performance, like a physical performer, right? It makes you better in like, even in your sexual life, right? And stuff like that with things like, fitness is so important. It's one of those things, one of those areas of our lives that we really don't want to neglect. And if you're going to live powerful, like we teach in Beast Life Brand, we do not want to just, you know, throw fitness out the door. So we are here to encourage you today to get on track with your fitness. If you're off track, and if you are on track, well, we're just going to encourage you to continue, and we're gonna talk about that today. So, two key components of fitness, especially that you know that you really want to pay attention to, that we teach that affect your level of fitness the most, is your nutrition, right, what you're consuming, and then your whatever type of training and stuff you're gonna be doing. So today we'll talk about nutrition, and with that, let's get right into it. So in what we teach, the first thing, and I'll let you read what we're talking about here first, but so the first thing we're going to talk about is going to be what?
Body's furnace.
The body's furnace. And this is the most important thing. We've coined that, your body's furnace. There's some other scientific term for it, but it's all weird. So it was much easier for me to say, you know, your body's furnace. Do you want to say what your body's furnace is?
What do you mean? My furnace?
Your furnace. Oh, yeah. So what?
The calories you burn in a day.
Right.
So you, whatever. Yeah.
Right. So your body's furnace is the point at which it's actually the break-even point, right? So the amount of calories you can consume in a day and not gain weight or lose weight. So like right there, and each day is going to be a little bit different, right? Yep. Depending on lots of different things. We're not going to go deep into your body's furnace. We have other videos for that. But your body's furnace is basically your break-even point on the amount of calories that your body can consume. And either, you know, if you eat over your body's furnace, you're going to gain weight. If you eat under your body's furnace, now you are starting to give your body the opportunity to burn fat, right? And that's an important thing, because if you eat over your body's furnace and you're trying to lose weight, it's not going to happen. I don't care what you're doing. It's not going to happen. And so you have to eat under your body's furnace to give yourself an opportunity to burn weight. So another thing that is very important to nutrition is, on that note, kind of, which is tracking and measuring calories. So why don't you help us out with that one a little bit?
When I started really paying attention and getting involved in losing weight, the biggest thing was for me was tracking my calories and just seeing exactly, you know, I downloaded my Fitness Pal and I just started punching in, and so I could visually see everything that I was consuming. And, you know, so it was a big eye opener for me, you know, like it's, you know, I knew my calorie count, what I needed to be, and I stayed under, so I had a schedule. I was able to discipline myself. And
nice.
And so I, you know, and
so you knew where you were.
Yeah.
You know what we call that? I've trained a bunch of people, and what I realized in the process of helping people lose weight was that people tend to be delusional.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're delusional because if you're not measuring and you're not tracking, you think you're doing a much better job than you typically are. But they're like, well, I'm eating good. Well, what in the world does that mean? Right. Like that means a lot of different things for a lot of different people. And what that comes down to is a lot of people think they're eating good and they're really not. And so that's where the tracking and measuring, you know, counts. And it's also, let it be known, like, we're not just talking about losing weight. We're talking about gaining weight too. Like, if you're trying to build muscle mass, understanding, you know, tracking and measuring, understanding your body's furnace is equally as important. Because if there's three different, you know, body types. So the ectomorph is like your skinnier, hard to gain weight guy, looks like a wide receiver or a long distance runner, right? And then you have your mesomorph, which is kind of in the middle. Then you have your endomorph, which is kind of your guy who's like always going to be a little bit, you know, bigger, heavier. Big boned, or kind of look like an offensive lineman in football, right?
Yeah.
So if you are an ectomorph and you are a skinny guy or a skinny gal and you want to gain weight and build muscle, right? So you want to get diesel, you got to eat over your body's furnace. Got to track and measure. And I've trained a lot of them. They're like, oh, I can't gain muscle mass. And I'm like, bullshit, you can't gain muscle mass. You're not eating enough.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And then on the other note, you got people that are trying to lose weight and you're like, hey, if you want to lose weight, you got to track and you got to eat below your body's furnace. And that's what it comes down to. That's the start of it all, right? Without that, you really are not going to make any progress in either direction.
Yeah.
So that's always important. So another thing that we want to do with nutrition is, and this is kind of one of the ways that's going to help you when it comes to, you know, your calories. And especially if you want to lose weight, this is more geared towards losing weight, but you want to stay away from dense foods. You know what dense food is?
Yeah.
What's a dense food?
Dense foods. It's like potatoes and things like that.
Yeah, like things that have like enriched carbs, especially. Yeah. Like if you're eating pasta or something like that, where literally like a small portion of the food that you're eating has mad calories, right? Yeah. Like a raisin is a condensed grape, right?
Yeah.
One raisin, actually, it has more calories than a grape, because a grape is full of water, and then a raisin is dried out and it has more sweetener and sugar in it. Sometimes they add sugar to raisins and stuff, right? So that's a condensed. So imagine you could like literally eat a handful of raisins, right? You could eat mad pasta and be like, no, hey, it's condensed food, it's condensed carbs. And what happens is you can pack on the calories fast, right? You could have eating dense foods, you can add so many calories, and then you're eating good, but you're not. You think you are, right? Oh, I only had two handfuls of raisins. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the dense foods is a big one. Drinking water is the next on our list here. So drinking water is really important. I probably fall short here. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you drink enough water?
Probably not enough water, but I try to do my best with it. So better and worse some days.
Yeah, I'm sipping on a coffee right now. I do like coffee, and coffee is good. And it does help burn fat and caffeine. Coffee is full of antioxidants and stuff, but water is very important for your body. And I definitely, one of my things that I have to work on, I don't drink enough water. I need to do that better job of that. But drinking water is obviously very good for you nutrition-wise. It's going to help your body function right, and do the things that God created it to do, so that it can, you know, help you lose weight. It's going to help you gain weight and muscle mass, like lean muscle mass we're talking about. And so all the other things too, when it comes to health, right? Water, without water, dehydration is not good for your health. So water is awesome. The next thing that we're going to say when it comes to nutrition that a lot of people just need to make sure that they do, this affects everything, right? Is just eating quality food, eating quality food. Why don't you tell us what your idea of quality food is?
Yeah. I eat a lot of chicken and a lot of salmon.
Chicken and salmon.
Yeah.
So obviously if we're training, and we're not really talking about training today, but if we're trying to build muscle and we're training, we need to have enough protein, right?
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, everything comes into play, where you gotta have protein, you have chicken, you gotta have salmon, you gotta have steak, you gotta eat enough stuff to, you know, gain that protein. And you want to eat high quality, whatever the meat is, we want to try to eat as high quality as we can of it. It gets harder and harder to do that, you know. But it also is getting easier, right? There's more opportunity opening up in the form of different websites and stuff like that that are offering quality meats and even vegetables. And vegetables, in my opinion, are, you know, the most high quality food that we need to consume, that probably everybody listening or watching, is maybe unless you're a vegan or whatever, but we need to eat more vegetables. So vegetables are, in my opinion, the number one source of quality food that we should be, you know, putting in, and that everybody probably needs to do a better job of doing. So, that's a fibrous carb, a vegetable, and it does so many wonderful things for your body, for your gut health, for everything. Obviously, it has a ton of micronutrients and stuff like that, vitamins and stuff that's going to help your body function. And so veggies are the number one thing. And you can eat, you know what's awesome about veggies is they're not dense.
Yeah.
So you can eat, you can have a plate full of veggies and just chow down on them. But you need a plate of broccoli and it's like there's not many calories in it and it's so good for you.
Yeah.
So high quality foods. What are like some of the not so high quality foods, just on that note? Enriched carbs, lots of carbs, like the other types of carbs, not the fibrous carbs, sugar, high fructose corn syrup, all that crap. Not good for you at all. Loaded with calories, empty calories, you know, very dense. So eat quality food. The next thing that I would like to say when it comes to nutrition that a lot of people, I think, try to do. So here, this is going out to you right now. If you're trying to lose weight, if you tried to lose weight in the past, here's something that you might have done and found out it doesn't work for you. And that is starve yourself. A lot of people, when they want to lose weight, they're like, oh, I'm just, you know, they just try not to eat. Like they basically eat like almost nothing. And how long does that last?
Not long.
Not long, right?
Tried it.
And here's the funny thing. It not only does it not last long, because a lot of times it doesn't even work. You're actually shocking your body in a way that's telling it like, yo, we are deprived. There's deprivation of food here. So whatever food that we bring in, we need to store, right? Yeah. We need to store it as fat. So starving yourself is never the answer. It's not sustainable, first and foremost. So you can't eat like that forever. So there's no point in adapting any type of a nutrition plan in your life if you can't sustain it.
Right.
So we need to be able to sustain it. We're talking about a lifestyle here. Beast life is a lifestyle. So don't starve yourself. It's not going to work. And there's a good chance you're not going to lose weight if you do it anyway. So next on the list is,
where are you going? Watch your hidden calories.
Yeah.
It's an important one that, you know, the sauces, barbecue sauce, and, you know, when you go to
barbecue sauce.
I like all the sauces. Yeah. I'm a sauce guy.
Yeah. The sauce is the boss.
But you could have the healthiest meal and then they put some sauce on there and then you're going backwards.
Yeah. So that's not to say now that you can't have any sauce, right? But you got to get smarter with your sauce. And so there's lots of sauces that are low calorie. Hot sauce, like, you know, we're stocked up on hot sauce. And then even like, you know, your favorite sauces, barbecue, you know, ranch, whatever. You have to be really careful because they are so dense and loaded with calories that if you, you know, put a portion on there that you're probably used to putting on there, you know, you literally could have hundreds of calories.
Yeah.
You know, right. Just in the sauce thing. So that's not something you want to do if you're trying to obviously lose weight. You're trying to watch that. So You know, do it in moderation. If you have to do it, put the sauce on the side. Make sure that you are aware, right, of the portions. Don't just, you know, squirt a half a bottle of barbecue sauce on your sandwich or on your plate of whatever. So yeah, that's pretty much the deal with that. Some of the last things in here that, you know, I want to say in closing when it comes to nutrition, that I think people have a hard time understanding is patience. You know, how many times, you said this, I've said this, we all say this, everybody wants everything now. You want everything fast. You want everything to happen immediately, right?
Yeah.
We have that mindset of instant. You want to be instant. What do you got to say about patience?
One of the hardest things to overcome, you know, because it's easy to quit. So you, like you said earlier, you know, you have a goal, I want this, and then, you know, a weekend. If you don't have patience, then it's easy to quit. It's easy to get discouraged. So
yeah. And if you're trying to lose weight, it's easy to get discouraged, right? You get out of, you start your habits, you get all amped up, stuff like that. And then you don't see what happens is people don't see the results fast enough. And if you're trying to gain muscle mass or whatever, you know, you're doing your thing. You're going to the gym, you're lifting weights, you're trying to eat more. And then you're going, oh, I didn't, you know, you don't see the results. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's like, you need to have a little bit of patience. You screwed up your body for probably years. You know, the reason why you're overweight or the reason why you're, you know, super skinny and you're trying to like whatever you're trying to overcome, whatever goal you have. The reason why you are where you are is because you programmed your body potentially for years in most cases to, you know, have a certain, you know, physique. And you want in 2 weeks to see like all these results and stuff. And here's the thing. Your body doesn't work like that all the time. Some people do get some good results right away, but many people don't get them right away. And that's okay. The key is having patience and being consistent. Because if you're consistent, what's going to happen is your body starts to adapt to this stuff, right? Yep. Your body starts to adapt to the new food, the new nutrition that you're putting in, the new training that you're doing. And when it's adapting, then all of a sudden it starts to respond. And that doesn't happen in 2 weeks all the time. So you got to chill out and have the patience to be consistent, even when you don't see the results. And you just got to, keep going and keep working at it. And if you're doing the right thing, if you're doing the things that we teach, eating below your body's firmness, watching, you know, what you eat and all the other things, you don't have to get in all of them now at the time in this episode. But if you're doing the right things, if you're training, if you're eating right and you are going to get the results if you stay consistent. You just have to have the patience to do so.
Right.
Patience is a virtue, right?
Yeah.
None of us says that, I think.
Somewhere.
And then lastly, in kind of closing here, what do we got?
Motivate.
How do you stay motivated, dude? How do you have patience and stay motivated?
It's not always easy.
It's not, but how do you do it?
I surround myself with key people, you know, and I stay involved in the things that I need to stay involved with, you know. And so got goals and that's it. So
goals. Oh, you're throwing nuggets down. Yeah. Goals, surround yourself with the right people, right? That are gonna be motivating and positive. I always mess with people. I'm like, yo, if you're trying to like get fit, right? But you're hanging out with a bunch of people who fitness is the last thing that they think about. They're at McDonald's every day or whatever. You know, if you're trying to get skinny and you're hanging out with a bunch of overweight people all day long, it ain't gonna be that easy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like I'm sorry, but it's just not. You need to be, you know, trying to associate and get around like-minded people. You need to be doing things with people who want fitness, right? So that's part of the deal. And you know, so the people that you surround yourself with is always important. We preach that all the time about everything, about all the areas, right? And then, you know, some of the other things, like if you have a hard time, you know, with associations, like sometimes, you know, that takes time to develop, to make new associations, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes people are stuck in situations where they don't have the associations. I was definitely there. And one of the things that I did when I was in that situation was I would fill my mind, and I still do this, even though I have, you know, better associations, but you can still associate with people and books and podcasts and right. Those are mental programming, mental nutrition, And it's, you're associated with those people. Like right now you're listening to this. If you're listening to this podcast right now or this video, like you are, I'm hoping and assuming you're getting motivated and inspired to transform your fitness, right? To make some changes in your life or to continue. Maybe you're watching this and you're already, you know, at the gym, you're already eating good. And this is just feeding your fire, right? Yeah. We're fanning the flame, baby. Keep going, right?
Yeah.
We want you to, you know, to put all the good things that you can into your mind, because at the end of the day, everything starts and ends with the food that you place in your mind. The seed that you plant in your mind is what turns into its tangible equivalent in the physical, you know, environment. So if you want to be fit, if you want to be, if you want to lose weight, if you want to gain muscle, if you want to be healthier, if you want to be fit, it starts by planting and nurturing the seed in your mind that you, that that's what you want. That's your goal. You got to keep nurturing and watering and you know, taking care of that seed inside your mind. And then it's going to give you the motivation to take action when you do that. And then that action eventually produces the result, right? The physical result.
Yep.
But if you don't take care of the seed in your mind, like the parable of the when they sow the seeds into the soil, the thorns got it, rocky ground. Like you got to take care of the seed, you know, and that's what we're talking about here. So, with that, you got anything else you want to add? Some from your experiences of your physical transformation. What were some of the things in your physical transformation early on? You know, give some people some help early on when you first started doing it. You know, did you see results right away? Maybe you were one of the ones that got some good results in the beginning. Maybe, you know, what did you experience? What struggles did you experience? And
so I took the first week or two was hard, but I was able to lose, you know, 6 or 7 pounds in a week, you know. So the first couple of weeks I was able to shed some pretty good weight. You know, first I lost like 30 pounds in 30 days, you know, so
you were one of our big achievers.
Yeah. And, which was cool. And then not so much, you know, so now it's taking a lot more work and, discipline. And, you know, it's not even the weight I've lost, you know, it's not, you know, I still have a much bigger goal, you know,
you want to be. You want to be in super shape.
I want to be jacked. You know, that's right. You know, most importantly, I want to feel good. You know, and I want to, along with looking good, comes feeling good, and that's it. So, you know, I don't have to be like one of these bodybuilder and 0% fat, but you know, but 2 or 3% is good.
2 or 3%. Yeah, we had that conversation, right? I like to go in the fives, though, right? You get under 20, if you're over 20, you gotta get under 20, right?
Yeah.
And you gotta get under 15. You get under 15, you're really, that's very noticeable. You're starting,
which is hard to do.
You get under 10, you're in good shape. You get under 10% body fat, you're doing really good. Like, you can see lots of tone and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, right, you lost a decent amount in that first month. You did well. And what was the biggest things? Like, what was your biggest lifestyle changes? What were you doing? Were you drinking soda? What were you eating? What were you like? What was your nutritional lifestyle like before you came into the program and stuff and started doing what we were teaching?
I'm a huge snacker, so that was my biggest downfall. And so eating healthy was one thing, but my biggest struggle was not shoving my face full of junk food and snacks.
I know, I like snacks.
You know, that's what it is. So, yeah, that was it. So I counted my calories. I ate decent meals, and my snacks consisted of berries and, you know, you know, things like that. So, you know, but that was it.
Okay, awesome. And it worked out very well for you. And then, and did you utilize, some form of a cheat day, some form of a little cheat day?
Yeah, it wasn't perfect, but I maintained, you know.
Consistency.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the key. And we didn't throw that in here, but I do believe in having, it doesn't have to be a cheat day. It could be a couple of cheat meals a week. It could be however you want to do it. I mean, you have a few, you know, rewards, cheats, whether you want to do a whole cheat day, do a cheat day. If you want to do, you know, a couple of different meals, you can do it like that. And so, you know, that is helpful because it gives you it kind of helps you satisfy some cravings, especially, and let's just on that note in closing here, you know, one of the things is, like, we talked about your body adapting, right, to what it is, like, to have patience, and your body is going to adapt to the new nutrition, the new training that you're, you know, putting into it. And it needs a little bit of time to be able to adapt and to produce results and to start making changes. But your body also, you know, it's going to adapt to those cravings and stuff like that, those things that, you know, when you're, especially, and we'll do another episode on this, but, like, when you're addicted to carbs like crazy, when you eat a lot of carbs, and especially, like, high fructose corn syrup, if you're a soda person or, you know, juice person or whatever, like, you're addicted to that hard. Like, yeah. That's like, they say that that's even more addictive than cocaine. Now, I don't know how true that is, but I can tell you, I've seen dudes salivating at the mouth,
yeah,
like a crackhead, right? When yeah. it comes to a donut or a, you know, whatever, like a carb, like a, and yeah. like, so I get it. And so once you realize that when you're consistent, right, with what you're doing, it's going to take more discipline and resistance a lot of times in the beginning, and then you start to adapt and you get a little better at it, and then you go through seasons sometimes, you know, yeah. where you struggle a little bit more with certain things or whatever, but as you get used to the lifestyle, your body adapts to it, and you don't have as many hard cravings as like, you know, when you start to be able to chase up things like
that. Oh yeah. Yeah, all day,
but you're doing it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it's gotten better than the beginning.
It is. It's not nearly as hard, but you know, it's the, you know, I still drive by the McDonald's and still want to pull in there, you know, and also eating healthy is a little bit harder, as far as, you know, it's easy to call up and order a pizza and a dozen wings. Yes. You know, that's fast simple.
Food.
Yeah,
fast food. Yeah,
you know, so that's a harder problem too. So, you know,
yeah. But, so, well, you're doing awesome, and I appreciate your hard work and stuff, and you deserve it, you know, and nice. I look forward to, you know, seeing the physical transformation among the others, but continue to progress itself. Now you're building muscle and stuff. We'll talk about that in another episode, and we'll get deeper into some things here. But in that, we're going to sign off on that. We hope we gave you some nuggets on nutrition. Quick recap. Your body's furnace, you know, that's where it starts and ends. You've got to understand that you can't overeat calories or undereat calories, depending on what your goals are. You've got to know where that break-even point is approximately, and you've got to pay attention to what you're eating, what you're consuming, which brings us to that point of tracking and measuring. You can use MyFitnessPal. You could also just pay attention to, you know, what it is that you're eating, and you know where you were. And you know, if you cut back some, like, you know, you're doing better, right? That's a good start. Like, I know I used to do it like this, and now I've cut back, and I'm consistently cutting back. Well, that's a good, consistent start,
right? Yeah.
Stay away from dense foods. That will help you immensely. Dense foods are all like the, you know, like enriched carbs. Like I said, foods that have, that are small portions and loaded with calories. Don't starve yourself. Eat quality foods. Drink water. Watch the hidden calories like we kind of just talked about. And of course, have patience. It's not going to happen. As they say, Rome wasn't built in a day. Well, neither is your body. And so you've got to have the patience to do it. And the way that you do that is by staying motivated. And you stay motivated by rolling with kings and queens. And you can also, this is something that we always teach too, hang some pictures. Take your phone out. And put, you know, maybe you have a picture of yourself that when you used to be like fit, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe you just have a picture of somebody that you admire, like a fitness picture or whatever. Put it on your phone. And this way, every time you unlock your phone or put on your lock screen, you're seeing it all day long, and it's reminding you. So then when you drive past the McDonald's and you're like, oh, shoot. And you pull your phone up, and you're like, no, I'm not getting McDonald's because I don't want to look like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It all helps. It's all mental programming, and it all makes a difference, and it all helps. So we hope that you got some good value and content here with nutrition on this episode of Breathing Fire. We're going to sign off on that note. Thanks for listening and helping us rep the rock. Breathing Fire is the official podcast of Beast Life brand. And please check us out at beastlife.com and see how we can help equip you, break chains, and live powerful. And we're going to help you. You could actually go to I want to say the site for, we got to launch the new site for the program that we're going to be doing. Just go, we're going to send you to the Facebook group and all information will be put through that. You can go to Facebook and go to groups and search for the Lions Tribe. If you're not a member already, you definitely want to join. Go to the Lions Tribe. God bless you. Peace out. And we are signing off and we'll see you again on another episode.
All right, Lions Tribe, that wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.